from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
I'm actually excited about the Giants. The Giants are down that bad that we can't even get a highlight in. How about you just
What's
play?
What's the highlight, Yaz?
Well, no, I'll tell you what the highlight
it's the
is.
The loudest the crowd's been all year when Yaz pitched. I'm dead serious.
No. I tell you what the highlight is. Ball one. Ball two. Hit by pitch. Solaire's on. Next batter. Ball one. Hit by pitch. The grunting that was going on in the first inning with Robbie Ray. I get he does that. Well, my man, it was grunting like he was in the middle of a five-set, five-hour extravaganza at Wimbledon. And he didn't even make it out the first inning. And you know what? Call me a sucker, Shasky. But I thought the Giants were going to get back in that game. I was like, you know what? I think they're getting back in this game.
Why?
I just had a weird feeling. And you know, here we go. Bottom of the third inning.
Uh-huh.
Down 6-1. Conforto reaches on an infield single. Ramos reaches on an infield single. Lamont Wade Jr. singles in left field.
The country in infield singles.
I know, right? And his base is loaded with one out in the bottom of the third. And I said, you know what? It's a great time to break this slump. Warning bat, 145, 150, 159 with runners are scoring.
Then what happened?
July 30th. Well, what happened was Fitzgerald struck out. And McCray struck out.
I'm out.
And that was the end of that rally.
I mean, the Braves aren't even that good. Well, and they feel like a team that executes on a lot of the little stuff better than anything that the Giants do. Michael Harris has been on the DL for how long this year?
For a long time. He's a good player, though. He's a really good player.
Go get that ball out of McCovey Cove. That's the other thing. Like, if I hear another commentator on the Giants, well, you know, the ballpark configurations, how come every time another team comes, I see a moonshot that needs to be you need a search and rescue party to go get the ball.
Well, how many home runs they hit last night? 1, 2, 3, 4. Austin Riley got right against them. Matt Olson hit his 21st home run. It was a get-right game for the Atlanta Braves, and it's been a get-right series. This guy, Holmes, never even heard of him, goes 7 innings, gave up 8 hits, 6 strikeouts.
Of course.
Only 2 runs. Robbie Ray doesn't get out the first 80, folks, throws 39 pitches, and that's your ball game. 3 walks. Now, 888-957-9570. I'm trying to research it. Maybe I was just half asleep. Because as soon as that game was over, I was like, oh, I'd get an early little sleep. The game was over pretty fairly quickly. First two batters got hit by pitch yesterday. First two batters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wait a minute. Wait. So he gets a strikeout on Ozuna. Then you walk a guy. And it was like the Braves didn't even earn most of those runs. And then Michael Harris comes up and he ends the game. And he ends the game with his only hit with a grand slam at the top of the first inning. And so the Giants are now back under 500. They're 61-62. And to me, that's rock bottom of the Farhan era. Now, Yaz pitching in the ninth inning, great, awesome, whatever. To me, it's flat out embarrassing that you're doing that in the middle of August. You're supposed to be competing for a playoff spot. And Robbie Ray, who we waited on for a long, long time, you know, should have saw this coming. The guy's coming off of Tommy John. I don't even blame him. I don't even blame him. But the fact that the president of baseball operations at the trade deadline had the audacity to say, man, we think we have the best rotation in baseball. Well, you got two rookies who's never pitched in a situation before. You have Robbie Ray, who's coming off of Tommy John. And yeah, Blake Snell's right. Logan Webb's great. But that doesn't make up the best rotation in baseball. But also, you need a lineup, Shasky. You need a lineup. You need guys to hit with runners in scoring position. And so you get the top of the first inning, and then you get the bottom of the third inning, and that's your ball game to me. You can't score runs and creep back into the game. You can't tell me one out, bases on the bottom of the third inning, and you get two straight strikeouts. That situation, if you just scratch a couple runs across, okay, now you're crawling back. I know it sounds crazy. Bobby, I'm trying to be optimistic here.
There are 11 games under 500 against teams over 500 this year.
I understand.
Okay? Like that, they're the definition of mediocre to lousy.
Yep.
That's what they are, and that's what they've been for a long time. And look, you can't schedule the Colorado Rockies enough for us to get back into the playoffs. It's
FYI, everybody. The Rockies are not on a schedule the rest of the way.
But you know what? Like, last night wasn't disappointing to me. There's like seven or eight different things that you could choose from in terms of this Giants season being the most disappointing. And I put it out there, and I was talking about this year, not all time. I don't want to hear about Angel Villalona and prospects. But like, if I was just going to, like, on the day that Luciano got demoted, which I will defend them on this one. His at-bats have not looked good. Now, I don't know what their plan is for him. I don't necessarily agree with their plan, but I also don't think that he was giving them at-bats that, to me, passed the eye test that deemed him worthy of being in the lineup. I don't know what he is. Now, the same thing could have been said for Ramos at one point. He looked like one of the worst players I'd seen, and then now he's been a stalwart for this team. But, like, the five-year hype on Luciano... It's not even close. He doesn't have a position. And I honestly, we could blame the player. I blame the organization. And here's why I blame the organization on Luciano. Not that they brought him down yesterday, but like just overall, you have to assess your own players so you know where they fit in your organization. Positionally, offensively. And if it's not with you, then you need to assess that quickly while they have value so that you can trade them. And I'm seeing this thing when it comes to this team, with this organization, they are so risk-averse, can't lose the deal. We can't lose the deal. Heaven forbid we trade away in 6 years a guy who turns into maybe Zach Wheeler. We can't lose the deal, Bonte. We can't. Meanwhile, the Niners, for example, are like, you know, screw those picks. We'll get whoever we need, and we'll figure it out. Same thing with the Warriors. Like, say what you want. Now, the Warriors have not executed trades as of recent. I feel like they've been aggressive. We can, you know, quibble over trying to lose this player or that player, but it's not like they aren't in the mix. And right. I know that they're bold.
Right.
They have done bold things. I mean, swinging a trade for Andrew Wiggins is about as bold as it gets.
I mean, it was bold giving Kelly Oubre all that money just because Clay got hurt. It's like, you know what? We're just going to pivot and try to make the playoffs. And I know Kelly Oubre Jr. didn't fit. They spent over $60 million on that deal. Look, the Luciano deal, which is sad. This is what's
happening. 5 years of hype.
Because the tweet, I'll never forget the tweet. It just sounds different coming off of his bat. And he's had to take a BP at Oracle Park. But here's the sad part. You tell us that, hey, we're trading Jorge Soler to open up at bats for Marco Luciano.
Well, that's a lie.
Well, he made just six starts after getting recalled on deadline day. He made just six starts. He went 4-for-21 with the double and 9 strikeouts. All right? Then he was out of the lineup for a week, Shasky. out of the lineup for a week and did your ass with him, you know what? Go ahead and return against Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in the National League. After sitting out a week, hey, kid, sit out a week. But when you start, we're going to bring you back against Chris Sale. Be ready.
Well,
what?
But real quick, because he rips one in that game to the third baseman. Look, I the amount of people that are like, you got to hustle and sprint. And, like, I was listening to Mark yesterday, and I even texted Mark. And I look, he's allowed his prerogative. Have you ever been in a batter's box ever and ripped one where the third baseman catches it? You take one step out and you just stop because you're like, damn
it. Wait. That
guy
ripped it. Did you text Mark that?
What?
Did you text Mark that?
No, I didn't text him that, but I'm saying it now. But like, anyone who's played the game has smoked a ball.
No.
Smoked a ball only to have it caught by a guy in the infield, and you take two steps out, your body just stops. Now, look, did he sprint after that? No. And that's where he does deserve to be criticized.
Well, that's my point. Even if you smoked one, and look, I haven't run out of a batter's box in a baseball game since I was like 12 years old.
But that I will defend him on.
But when you smoke one and you're trying to get playing time, your ass better be sprinting out of the batter's box. I actually agree with Mark Willard here. You're not playing. You got to play. You got to show this coaching staff and this organization, dude, I need to be on this team. I need to be in the lineup every damn day. You smoke one. You ain't bought a hit in I don't know how long. And you lollygag down the first baseline.
Well, it was after the ball was dropped. That was after the ball.
But then he didn't even speed up. And it was like, well
that
dude,
was the part.
Come on.
Yes.
I don't care. It was part of it.
Start and stop, I will defend till I'm blue in the face. The part after the ball is dropped by the third baseman, that's where I would agree with everyone.
What if that ball gets through into left field and you're not even hustling? Like, I don't know, man.
Well, you
watched
the Pete Rose doc.
I hear you.
Pete Rose broke up a double play.
No doubt.
And this was in the World Series against the Reds when they're down 3-0. In game against the Red Sox when they're down 3-0, and he breaks up a double play and he makes an errant throw. One misplay. It does affect the baseball game. To your point, so one runner in that game might change that game.
But here's my point though with the whole Luciano thing. Not even the play, just the fact that I feel bad for him because I don't think he's been given a fair shot at trying to make this lineup. Which again, I thought. Add him in a deal and go get you a big boy bat. Because obviously this team is missing a big boy bat. As much as we talked about the best rotation, or Farhan talked about it, the best rotation in baseball, and the bullpen set up well, and blah, blah, blah. You needed a bat, a big boy bat.
I don't
and
disagree.
I would have dangled Luciano for that. Now, you're telling me Luciano, like, okay, he played second base when he got recalled. When he got sent back down to Sacramento after the Pittsburgh and Mets series, right? And he struggled at shortstop. We get it. Brett Lisey's 3 for his last 21. Casey Smith's 1 for his last 27. I can't play Luciano? Just play Luciano. Casey Smith is an automatic out right now. Lisey's an automatic out right now. I got to see what I got in my top prospect
but
here.
This goes back to the data boys, and this is what I will say. Like I heard Kyle Kami, like, people just hate him because they have... No. True OG scouts know what positions you can and can't play. So if we're going to move you on the diamond, I need to know where you can play. And part of your value... for example, people will talk about Buster Posey. He should just move to first base. The value of what I expect from a hitter at first base is different than the value I expect at catcher. Well. So when Buster is catching and he's batting 300, okay, and he's only hitting, let's say, 15 home runs in a season, that's plus offensive output from a catcher. But from the first base position, that's not. I'm talking about league-wide.
Right.
So when Luciano was deemed a shortstop, that is the premium defensive position outside of catcher on the diamond. Up the middle. Catcher, shortstop, center field. And if you can't identify him as a shortstop, and that's not what it is, well, now his value takes a big hit. So if he's a 20 to 25 home run guy at shortstop, well, in the corner outfield, there's a million of those guys.
Yeah, well, the Giants don't have one of those guys.
Well, and that's why...
There's a million of those guys not on the San Francisco Giants. The Giants don't have those guys. They don't even have that guy at first base. But you know what? I'll put this on Farhan, and I'll put this on Bob Melvin. It seems like Bob Melvin... I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But Bob Melvin, I'm just not impressed with the manager. I'm not impressed with the lineup calls. I'm not impressed with the in-game strategy. I'm not impressed with the way he handles the pitching staff. I'm not impressed with the way he constructs a lineup. Now, I'm going to go to him until I get other evidence that it's Farhan writing out the lineup card. But you're telling me that you couldn't find – you bring up Luciano at the deadline – and you say we're going to get him at bats, which is why we traded Soler, which we all know it was a money thing, not to open up at bats for Marco Luciano, so you lied to our face. Mm-hmm. Like anybody could see that. Ray, as Guru would say, Ray Charles could see that. You're lying to our face saying that you opened up at bats by getting rid of Jorge Soler. No, you'd save money on that. You tried to save money on that deal. But the fact that he sat a week after being called up and a guy that needs to play, and Wisely is 4-4 his last, or 3-4 his last 21, and, or excuse me, 3-4 his last 21, and Casey Smith's 1-4 his last 27. I don't care if Luciano is bobbling balls to second base. Casey Smith is doing it. You telling me Luciano can't get a game or two ahead of Casey Smith? This is unfair treatment to the kid. Now, again, when the kid's lollygagging down the first baseline,
it goes both ways.
You got to hustle.
Bats have not been great, too. Like, he hasn't driven the ball. Encarnacion has hit more what I call boom shots than Luciano. So, I think he's got one. You know, Luciano has none. Like, he's a line drive hitter right now. And that is even a little generous, if I'm being honest with you. His at-bats have not been great. And this is a guy who's supposed to have a plus-plus bat. And this goes back to the, all right, if he's not playing shortstop and you're moving him to the corner outfield, does he really have a plus-plus bat?
Well, I mean, in this outfield, he
might. Because Jock Peterson could be had for $8 million, and the guy has 23 home runs and 80 RBIs.
We can't do that.
You're talking about
that's
bats.
That's not fair.
Do you know,
we
on the night,
Jock Peterson $20 million, and he dogged it last year. I'm glad he's gone.
I'm just saying, but like that's 20 home run outfield production. On a night where the Giants clearly, like the pitching staff, we could talk about till we're blue in the face, they need a middle-of-the-order guy. And on the night, Aaron frickin' Judge became the fastest in the history of baseball to hit 300. When I heard this yesterday, I said, they should have offered this guy $600 million.
3-0. Hammered in the air, deep to left field, history, number 300 for Aaron Judge. The fastest man ever in Major League Baseball to reach the 300 home run plateau.
I mean,
Ryan Ruh calling a call there for the Yes Network. Look, I'm over the Aaron Judge thing because you could have offered him $700 million. He's not coming here.
Well, maybe you know he thinks about it.
He's not coming here. Like, you guys got to understand something about this organization right now. The way Farhan is running things, the way they platoon, that's why the whole Blake Snell thing, he is as good as gone. And look, trading him, he's the only, him and Logan Webber are the only watchable items on this baseball team right now.
Wait, Yaz pitching in the ninth isn't watchable?
No, that's not watchable. That's embarrassing. I actually did not laugh. I thought it was absolutely flat out embarrassing, and
did
I thought it was rock bottom.
The crowd was going crazy. And to me, if I was running the Giants, you know how you want to be embarrassed? I would be flat out embarrassed in a this is your season on the line series.
And Yaz is pitching the top of the ninth inning.
And the crowd is going more crazy over that than anything all week.
So we could say he should have offered Shohei this and offered Aaron Judge that. I'm convinced those guys look at the Giants money saying, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to stay a New York Yankee. You may have been able to offer him $1 billion. He may have said no and said, I'd rather stay at pitch twice for five. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how bad the Giants are right now. So when you talk about Marco Luciano, maybe he goes to the corner outfield. Well, I'm looking at my corner outfield. How many home runs did Conforto have? 12? How many home runs does Yaz have? You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen one at-bat where this, like, Luciano, and I know it's 21 at-bats. We're not talking about a lot. Did you see one at-bat where he drove the ball?
No, but I think the guy needs a chance.
No,
the guy needs a chance.
But no, I'm with you. But Bonte, we've got all these used parts we have to play. You got to play Conforto. Because you got to.
Well, they didn't give Luciano not even a month. They said they opened up a spot at DH to give Luciano at bats,
and they sat him for a week to bring in Mark Canha.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Who's actually had infinitely better at bats than Luciano?
Right.
So, which is the reality, and it's just what it is.
I know. PB on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower rate, not a loan, apply online and just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer, the Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube, Twitch. We love you all. PB, you know we're down bad. When Shasky's talking about Jock Peterson and playing Aaron Judge highlights in mid-August, we're so down bad that you just got to laugh about it. Again, I look back to the first inning yesterday, just the game itself. The best rotation in baseball. This series set up great for the Giants. Blake Snell. Okay, you get Kyle Harrison. And then you get Robbie Ray. Now you have Logan Webb today. And when Robbie Ray can't even get out of the damn first inning, that is a problem. And now you could say, well, they lost the deal or whatnot. Well, they got rid of Haniger and DeSclafani. DeSclafani stinks and Haniger stinks.
You so signed whatever. Those guys. it's not like you inherited right. him and you had to get rid of him. He signed them.
However, the best rotation in baseball.
I mean, that's like when you pull up in front of your house and run over like a plant, and they're like, I went out and I got a different plant. It's like, well, you were the one that ran over the first plant.
So, look, it's all going to come back to it, and we could do it every single day. I'm not going to do it. But how does this season end for the Giants after last night losing 13-2?
I just got the whole thing. Well, Bob, you're a really nice guy. You're like oatmeal.
One and done.
You know, oatmeal's fine, but I got to spice it up with so much brown sugar and blueberries and strawberries.
Right.
He's the most oatmeal guy of all time. I mean, good dude. Great. Get out of here. He can go too.
Just fire
him. I need somebody who's a little younger and can tap in. Clearly, the Latin guys ain't feeling you because you're sending all these guys down and you got no connection with the guys. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm going to leave that one alone. can you play that drop again? Just sell and just fire everybody. Well, you know what?
I mean, the stars in San Diego didn't like him.
Well, listen, that may come to fruition because... How does it end for the Giants? They're 61-62. And look, you got the A's this weekend. You're trying to prevent a four-game sweep at the hands of the Braves. That's not going to be easy because Max Fried's on the mound for the Braves. It's going to be a battle, baby.
You're loving this, aren't you? Just a little.
No, I'm not loving anything. No, I don't love teams.
Your Braves are...
No, I'm not a Braves fan.
Even as much as they're limping
in. I hate the Braves.
I'm actually excited about
that. See how happy Soler looks?
Hold on. Don't flip this on me. I can't stand the Braves. They tortured me in the 90s.
But that was your team.
No, that's not my team. Well, how is that my team?
4 years ago, you were on it before anyone.
No, I was just saying they got a lot of talent. Be the Braves. Be the Braves. Like, that's baseball. Like, you know, that's me looking outside the league, looking outside the Giants, saying that's how you run an organization. But I want to get to something on the other side with the Giants because we may be nearing the end of the Farhan Zaidi era. It may be coming to an end, folks, and I got some promotions to talk about. That's all coming up on the other side, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
That was a weird one. I felt really good warming up before the game and just came out the first inning and was just a little off. That was one of those ones where it's, you know, kind of an anomaly. Because I felt so good, and the results weren't there at all. So just move past it and look forward to the next one.
Hey, y'all, this is your man. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
That was Robbie Ray after the game. What up, Zucci, man? Good morning to you. By the way, shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. The Giants lose 13-2. But guess what? We're going to invite everybody for some breakfast. And we won't be talking Giants at this breakfast. Starting on Monday, we're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast.
Oh, my
Friday,
God.
Friday, September 6th, to kick off football season with us. Listen all week at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We have 10 spots we're giving away, and each spot comes with a plus one that you can bring to the studio. And trust me, we will not talk Giants. We will talk, matter of fact, just let's trick the people on YouTube, Lubman. Let's just change the colors of red. Today's not an orange day. It's just not. Let's stop with that. Let's stop. We need more viewers. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to.
Shut up.
Robbie Ray. First inning. Just heard the grunting. I was like, man, my guy is giving everything he has. Reminds me of Tony Danza and Angels in the Outfield. Remember that last game? He was just leaking oil.
I watched that recently, by the way, and Tony Danza cannot throw a baseball. No. God bless him.
He was grunting. He gave everything he had on that mound.
They got Matthew McConaughey sneakily in that movie.
He's an outfielder.
Yeah, he's an outfielder. Yeah. They have a lot of famous people in that movie. Don't realize that.
Danny Glover's so great.
Danny Glover, Christopher Lloyd.
Hey, for Lloyd, Al.
The scene where the dad leaves still, it hurts me still. Dad, where are you going, Dad? In the courtroom scene?
Dude, it still gets me, man.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that's the kid.
I know, wow. He was in Looper.
Inception, too.
Yeah. He's crazy. Actually a really good actor.
The movie was sad. It had some sad moments.
It did. Looking back on it,
there's... Tony Danza died, too. He's like, yeah, he's been a smoker for years. Yeah. He's going to be an angel soon.
Well, the poor kid, his buddy, and he was like, is your mom and my dad in heaven playing right now? Like, there's a lot of little sad moments in that movie.
No doubt.
And it was the Coliseum, right?
Oakland Coliseum. Yeah. Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
My cousins, the Galleys, were actually in, he has this posted all the time. They were in the crowd as part of the crowd scene. They went and were part of it.
And they panned to one of the booths, and there's like a little fun, little factoid there. Tony La Russa's there too.
No way.
He's in the booth. That's cool. And stuff like that. That's cool. Yeah.
Look, it's Scott's thumbnail. You know, Monte, I was thinking about like just the order for the Giants, like the lineup and everything. Do you know how bad you have to be as an organization to not trade anyone, and to execute all 20 picks 5 years in a row, have international signing money, obviously $200 million payroll essentially for the last 5 years, free agency every single year? Do you know how bad you have to be at your job to not find one middle of the order guy? You had 100 picks, essentially, 100 picks over 5 years. You had lots and lots and lots of millions of dollars when it comes to international free agency, because you can sign a 17 or 18-year-old or overspend or whatever. Then you have whatever can happen in free agency. Then you also have the plethora of picks that you've executed that you could trade for someone else out there. Do you know how it's almost impossible to not have a 30-home-run guy?
Well,
in the middle of your lineup.
Well, you know.
And yet they've done it year after year after year after year.
The beginning of the end may be here for Farhan Zaidi, though. Because when you look at the schedule in the A's this weekend, of course, you got to salvage a game in this four-game set against the Braves. I don't know what difference it'll make, because in the standings right now, we look at the standings of the Giants and we talk playoffs. I mean, that seems just silly. But there are six games now back of the Braves in the loss column. Six games back in the loss column.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there's not a chance. You're six games back of the Braves, right? You're nine games back of the Diamondbacks and Padres. So, say all that to say, when you look at the schedule starting on August 23rd,
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You go up to Seattle for the Mariners after a series against the White Sox. And you got the Brewers, and you got the Marlins, and Marlins stink, but you got the Diamondbacks, Padres, Milwaukee. Look at the September schedule. Arizona, San Diego, Milwaukee, San Diego, Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona, St. Louis. You got a 9-game road trip in Baltimore, Kansas City, and Arizona. If they're not even competitive in the month of September, I do think management will have no choice but to say, Farhan, you have to go. Because that, again, that's what I was told. I was listening to somebody right after the deadline and said, look, Vontae, trust me on this. If they don't make the playoffs, Farhan is gone 24 hours later. And I was like, I don't know. And then a week later, hearing some of the rhetoric coming out of the organization, I was like, damn, Farhan's going to survive. Now I'm back on the train of if they, the way it looks, if it looks bad, bad in the month of September. And when I say bad, bad, I mean getting swept, losing 2 of 3, scoring 2 to 3 runs a game, Robbie Ray not making it out the fourth inning, Kyle Harrison flaming out, Birdsong leaking oil because he's never pitched this deep into the season, Camilo Duvall's down in Sacramento. I think we are looking at the final days of Farhan Zaidi, and I think a lot of people will say, you know what, we need a change. We need a change. We need a refresher because you may need to rip this down to the studs. Honestly. Chapman, opt out. It's all good. You're a great Giant, but you know what? We got to start from ground zero. Because you're not better than the Diamondbacks. You're not better than the Padres. You're not better than the Dodgers. And I don't think there's anything you could do this offseason with this current crop of players that can make you better than those top three teams in the NL West. I think you're cooked. You're cooked. So it's about as well. You might as well just reset your money, reset your books, and start from scratch. And I think fans, slowly but surely, sure, a lot of us won't go to the yard because you're losing a lot of games. But at least we know there's some sort of plan with the new guy here. I don't know what the plan is with Farhan Zaidi. I'm sure the plan is not to have Robbie Ray get pulled in the first inning. I'm sure the plan is not to have Mike Yastrzemski pitch in the ninth inning. I'm sure the plan is not to have Casey Smith go 1 for his last 27. I'm sure the plan is not to sit Luciano for a week and send him back down to Sacramento.
What is the plan?
There is no plan, basically, my point.
Okay, so that now,
there is no plan. No. There is one plan.
What's that?
It feels like the plan is
to save a little money.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I was thinking about it last night. Like Grant McCray comes up. I'm not even excited, even though I've heard about him for quite a while. You know, his dad was the guy that ran through the fence in minor leagues that was in all the videos in the 80s that we watched.
Gotcha.
He caught it and went flying through the billboard. Anyway, I've been hearing about this guy for a long time. Right. But I was thinking about I'm not even excited anymore. Well, because I don't even know how long he's going to stay up. But I want you to just think the last couple of years, I won't even go too far back. It almost feels like they get into these situations and they're like, you're not doing well. Bring up Wade Mechler.
Yeah.
Who? What? I don't know. Jackson Reitz. What? You're laughing, but you know it's true. Who was the guy that played first base this year? Trent Brooks? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Forever Giant. Wrigley Field.
Trent Brooks.
Yeah, Wrigley Field.
Bonte, let's just rattle off the randos that have played from this team.
Laugh about it. You get a little too hyped up for me. Hey, look, let's just laugh about it, Shasky.
Okay.
This is major. We're watching a real-life Major League movie.
I know.
This is Major League 1, 2, and 3 all mixed into one pot. So let's laugh a little bit about
Grant McCray.
Yeah, Grant McCray.
Luis Matos.
Wade Mechler.
We had Jung Woo Lee in the outfield.
Has Wade Mechler been up this year?
Wade Mechler is on a milk carton.
Where's Wade Mechler? They brought him up in September.
Trenton Brooks.
What's their conversation that he could be our center fielder in the future?
Oh, God. And then the poor guy misplayed like 7 balls in the outfield. And was he looked like a generic player. I said that from the beginning. All right, who else? Who else are the randos that guys you've never heard of in your life?
Honestly, a guy you gave $100 million to, Jung Woo Lee. He was a rando. I never heard of him until they signed him.
You're not the only one.
Nobody talked about Jung Woo Lee. And I don't hear it. I didn't hear anybody going after Jung Woo Lee. And all he did was run into 8 center field walls in 37, 40 games.
All right.
I swear to God.
I had never heard of Encarnacion until he got brought up.
Yeah, you talk about the Mexican League.
Encarnacion. All right. I had not heard of who Brett Wisely was until last year. Had you?
No. Okay. I definitely did there. I tell you, I don't tap in on the farm. Not the Giants farm system.
Now, I had heard who Fitzgerald was. We kind of saw him in the... He wasn't a highly ranked prospect, but you could see him kind of rising. So I'll put him in there. He's been awesome. By the way, ironic, he goes yard 2 days in a row, and mixed in, you had Bunting.
Well, not only that, but Jorge Soler left field. I mean, the Braves are desperate, man. I mean, I see why he didn't play left field for the Giants.
Sam, who are some of those random arms that have come up this year?
Oh, well, there's Dalton Jeffries. There's that saga.
A's legend.
Jeffries. All right. Who else?
What other random pitchers have they had?
Who was the guy Flem was ticked off didn't get called back?
Oh, Spencer Bivens.
Spencer
Howard. One really good start that one time where he saved the bullpen. So, yeah.
Alex Cobb! Hey, he had a great game. I'll tell
you, this year alone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So yeah, Jackson Reitz, that's 13. I mean, we're going on dozens.
Shut up.
Of guys no one's ever heard of. We're dumpster diving for guys, and it's not for like a pinch hit here and back there, for like massive starts.
But you won't play Luciano. Games.
Remember when Farhan said at the beginning of last year that he believed that the days of, like, you know, dumpster diving essentially were done?
Oh, yeah. Another lie. He also said that Luciano was, you know, Brandon Crawford basically didn't come back because Luciano's your shortstop.
Well, until Nick Ahmed was signed.
Oh, Kaiwei Tang. Forgot about him.
Kaiwei Tang.
Who? That's right.
I love Tang.
I think I checked out a Giants. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Last year, Giants baseball, once training camp opened, I maybe watched two games. I swear to God, I did not waste time. Now I'm going to watch this year because I just want to see how bad this gets. And I'm not cackling. I don't think it's fun. All right, we got a break. I was bringing it up on the other side, but this isn't fun getting your teeth kicked in by the Braves 13-2. Who's having fun? But I do want to laugh a little bit because we're watching a reality of what Major League 1, 2, and 3, the movie, was like. This is it right here. This is it. All right, what's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. No compromises. We'll talk about the year of sports in the Bay Area so far. And unfortunately, it's been a year of disappointments. But let's laugh a little bit about it. That's coming up on the other side here on The Roast.
Against the Giants.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
See, that's an unfair. That's an unfair piece of audio that was clipped without context. Look, are there times where I'm rooting against them because of the greater good of me rooting for them and wanting them to make changes that actually get us closer to a World Series? Yes. Okay? I know.
I'm still laughing at me saying that's an unfair and it's out of context. Yeah, like every single one of our drops.
Right. It's just unfair.
No, it's not unfair.
I love the Giants. I do. I love the Giants. And it pains me.
You're rooting against them, though. At the time, you're rooting.
Were you rooting against Chip Kelly at the end so we could have some change?
No, I knew change was coming. I was rooting for a win.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't think you needed to root against those Niners teams.
Niners fans were actively rooting against Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. Give me a break.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
If you're a diehard fan, there are times when you root against your team.
I was rooting against Josh McDaniels last year. I was like, this is such a dumpster fire. This is actually good.
But you know what? You say that, and it sounds easy, and then the game happens.
It's very difficult.
And I'm like, yeah, I can't root against my team.
Texans Niners, you weren't rooting for the Reggie Bush Bowl. You didn't want to lose that, because I did.
I wanted Reggie Bush.
It was in the rain.
I wanted Reggie Bush, sure.
But when the game happened,
I was like, I kind of want to win.
No, you did not want to beat the Texans.
I like winning.
I call cap.
No, well, you can call cap. We're different.
So in the middle of that game, you had lost all year, and you said, nope, this is the one I want to win.
Reggie Bush was one of my favorite players ever in college football. He's on a short list. My top five, it'd be up there. Peter Warwick, Reggie Bush, Tommy Frazier, Mike Vick, and you could name the fifth player. When the game happens, definitely not Tim Tebow. He's a Florida Gator too. Maybe Ed Reed. He was sick in Miami.
Yeah, he was.
he was sick. Willis McGay, he's sick. And I hated those Miami Chiefs. They were so loaded. But when the game actually happens and the ball gets kicked off, I have a hard time. I have a hard time rooting against my team. I do.
No.
I just can't.
We all agree, but there are some times.
And when they won the game, I was like, man, that's a fun win. That was a fun win.
I remember when Tom Sula won that meaningless game against the Rams, and it gave the Rams enough ammunition to move up to go get Jared Goff. Yeah. I was furious that they won that game. The Rams deactivated everyone.
That was Kaepernick's slap, one of his last wins, right? Did he throw up the fist? Or that was with Chip Kelly. That was with Chip Kelly when he threw up the fist in the end zone. Go ahead, Lovett.
It's usually Bati. I, for the most part, agree with you on this one. The one time I think I ever truly rooted against a team that I, you know, am a fan of to lose was the final stretch of that 2012 Warriors season when they needed to get into the top seven of the lottery.
They tanked on purpose.
Probably the only time. But that was kind of like, it's not so much rooting for them to lose. It was more as like a strategic retreat
in real time. What I'm saying is, in real time, though, when they start playing, I'm like, yeah, I'm not rooting against them, but I understand that they don't have a lot of manpower, so they're gonna lose anyway.
I'm not sitting here going like everyone strike out, let's get no hit and perfect game. No, but I'm saying like we lost.
At least get a hit before you lose.
Right. I'm not going to.
Exactly. No, exactly.
But look, did I lose sleep over these? Yeah, no, of course not. You don't lose sleep over the losses. You're like, well, there's a benefit. Like, for example,
there's an unintended consequence.
2019, Steph Curry breaks his hand. Now, that season may not have gone anywhere because they just got beat by Phoenix by 30 points in that game. 30 points. And the Phoenix Suns weren't the Phoenix Suns of today at that point. And it was
this
like,
is James Wiseman?
I was like, uh-oh. And this is even before James Wiseman. But I remember somebody from the Warriors walked by when Whitley and I were doing a video on the court after the game. And they said, you know, Bonte, this could be a blessing in disguise because we're not going nowhere anywhere. Anyway, Steph gets rest. We don't have Clay. Draymond's going to be in and out the lineup. Now you get a top pick. And what did you do? You get a number two pick of James Wiseman, even though it didn't work out. But in a situation like that, I get it.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
But listen. But once the ball's kicked off, and once the ball's tipped off, and once first pitch happens, it's just tough for me to like actively be like, oh, I'm going to root against the team. But after the game, you're like, all right, it's not the worst thing in the world. Which leads me to saying this. It's not the worst thing in the world that the Giants are scuffling with the September schedule on the horizon. Because if they fall flat on their face in the month of September, and they probably will, well, then we're all going to get our wishes. Because I think 90% of this fan base wants Farhan out of here.
You know what's harder to do? And then like you're saying it's hard to root against my team. It's harder to root for Wade Mechler, Jung-Hoo Lee, Trenton Brooks, Encarnacion, Dalton Jeffries, Spencer Bivens. Like, that's hard. That's hard, okay? Just because they're wearing the laundry, Seinfeld, doesn't mean that, like, I'm automatically in love with every single player. Like, I mean, it's really difficult to get emotionally attached in the proper way and root for a bunch of dudes I never heard of.
Well, you're already attached with Bryce Eldridge.
You were really high on Jung-Hoo Lee at the beginning of the year.
I was really high. Like Jung-Hoo.
What happened to Casey Smith?
Casey's playing himself out of my love. You know? I mean, you know.
No, I'm not trying to kid. But no, they signed Jung-Hoo Lee to
the Beatles.
But no, listen.
You say yes. I say no. That's my love affair with Casey Schmidt. Look,
I guess Jung-Hoo Lee's easier to root for because he has swagger. Yeah, swagger,
Bonte,
I guess.
On a team with no heart, it felt like he was somebody that had a little something. Or I guess heart's not the right word. A little spark.
Well, I mean, they signed him. And I said, who? And people say Jung-Hoo Lee. I said, who? Who? And he had the song. What is it? What is he? The grandson of wind? The godson of wind? What? I don't even know his nickname. Well, because he was supposed to be fast, right?
Well, his dad is the all-time nickname was the son of the wind.
Yeah,
son
and
of
his
the
dad's wind. The all-time hit leader, right. Correct, for the Korean League?
I believe KBL. So. Hits are stolen bases.
Which a lot of people say the KBL is like AAA. So they give him $100 million.
Well, then he fits right into this team.
He's getting 7 this year, 16 next year, 23 the next 2 years after that. And all I do was see the dude running the outfield walls and get caught stealing 3 times and have 2 stolen bases. His OPS was 641. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, we're loving hard on a guy who's getting out the blocks very, very slow.
That shows how bad it is.
So, you know.
Giants fans were so quick to try and jump on that bandwagon.
Well, dude, we're doing
the Jung Lee chance at games. You know, like, they were so hungry for
him. Let me defend. The most exciting thing that happened this year.
I'm not criticizing Giants fans for just saying, like, they were really excited to jump on the Jung Hoo Lee bandwagon. I think it's totally okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, we were fired up to see Pablo Sandoval in the spring training games.
Were we?
Yeah. I mean, but there's not a lot of connection. Like, the part of sports is tugging at your heartstrings, right? You have to have an emotional connection. And I just think when it's a bunch of faceless avatars year after year after year after year, it is difficult to, like, again, like, I'm just reading. There's a million other names, but like Grant McCray, I never even heard of him. But a year ago, at this exact same time, you know who else made his major league debut? Wade Meckler. Has anyone heard? Have you even heard anyone utter the name Wade Meckler this season at any level?
Real quick, Ball Mel. Real quick, Ball Mel, because I'm down on Ball Mel too.
He's just whatever.
The energy after the first inning, Bob Melvin, what was it like?
I think it was more just about Robbie being, you know, we want to make sure he's okay and healthy. You know, he would have wanted to try to grind through it. But, no, we come back and, you know, Tyler hits a home run right away, and now it's a 5-1. So, no, not at all, especially after the homer.
It was 6-1. I mean, 5-1, and the energy's back. It was back for a little bit. They had bases loaded in the bottom of the third inning. Bases loaded with one out. And that's the biggest problem. They can't hit with runners in scoring position.
They don't have
They can't hit.
Beat, right now. And at bat for your life. Is there a guy on the Giants that you're handing the bat to?
Yeah, I would.
Who?
Brett Wisely.
Lee.
Casey Schmidt. How's the series gone, Bobel?
The first two, obviously, are real tough ones for us. But this team's had a way of bouncing back. You know, today we just got behind it early and, you know, just gave up a bunch of runs. So it was, you know, once you take some guys out of the game, it's a little bit settled before the outcome. But this is one we really need to come back and try to win. Tomorrow's, I don't want to say anything's a must game, but we need to get back to 500 tomorrow and then have an off day and regroup.
No doubt about that. Why did you send down Luciano?
Because Encarnacion was swinging a little bit better at the time. You know, Canna got here too. He was potential DH as well, so things can change in a hurry. And again, we're trying to run our best lineup out there and have our best complement on a particular day. You know, it was easy to at that point in time to try to envision more at-bats for Luciano, but it kind of dried up in a hurry.
It dried up in a hurry. That was pregame.
Was that Nick Bosa making an appearance at the beginning? Give me the very beginning.
Here, I'll play the beginning. Spinello faded down.
Because Encarnacion was swinging a little bit better.
100%. But here's the thing on Luciano. I'm not even upset he got optioned back down, right? You only get one option for the year. He's got one more next year. Whatever. Like, that's not even. I'm more just disappointed and deflated that he's not that good.
Well, I don't even know if he's that good because you know what? Honestly, we were told and manipulated as a fan base that Joey Bart wasn't good. That Joey Bart's washed and would never crack a major league team ever again. And right now he's having better off. Joey Bart yesterday went 2-for-4, hit his 11th home run. I don't know. I know they're losing games at Pittsburgh, but Joey Bart's batting cleanup. He went 2-for-4, spent .273 on the season.
Do you know what Patrick Bailey is hitting in the post-All-Star break part of the season?
Under 100.
He's 11-for-89. He's .124.
Wow. My guy in 165 at-bats. So I don't know if Luciano could play. Because everybody said Joey Bart couldn't play, and they flipped him for a Gatorade bucket. Now he's at...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.